Thank you, Anne. Our last group of stories are nearly all airborne. A long-eared owl has been spotted in Norfolk. A white stork has also been seen. And Builder Fred found a gigantic wasp's nest in a porch. And we'll finish with a story about flying teddy bears. But we start with the birds.
An amateur wildlife photographer from Norfolk made the sighting of his life, not once, but twice, when he photographed a long-eared owl on consecutive days this week. Brian Shreve and his wife Anne, of Hemblington, made the rare sighting of the winged predator in the Ludham Marshes area. It was just an incredible sighting. I had heard of one previously being seen on the cliffs at Trimmingham.
It was definitely a stalking point for bird watchers over the weekend as a rare bird was spotted in South Norfolk. The white stork was spotted and photographed by Paul Scott in Hempnall on Sunday, July the 23rd, and gathered quite a few admirers during its visit to the area.
Builder Fred bravely takes on an enormous wasp nest while he's renovating a property. Fortunately, the nest had been abandoned, but it would have once been home to around 10,000 of the insects. The 58-year-old who runs Goodall Builders made the discovery in the ceiling of a porch he was renovating. But rather than running in fear, he took out his handsaw and started cutting it down. He added the main concern was ensuring that the holes where the wasps had entered were filled in. Despite its size, he said, the nest only weighed around 2 pounds and felt lighter than a bag of sugar.
Get Me Out the Four Walls Norfolk was founded in 2015 by Norfolk mum Naomi Farrow. Mrs. Farrow set up the support group for mums coping with depression after her own experiences with mental ill health following the birth of her twin daughters, which left her disappointed with the services on offer. The organisation is determined to make a change to maternal mental health by helping mums, dads and carers to get out and meet people, believing this promises positive mental health. The group has also formed a positive relationship with North Norfolk MP Norman Lamb. Mr. Lamb said, even with the announcement, the great value of Get Me Out of Four Walls is that it's a self-help with people who have experienced postnatal depression and other psychological problems after childbirth supporting one another. No matter how well-resourced the Four Walls services are, I think this kind of community support is invaluable.
Going on a trip to the Broads can be an exciting experience for school children, but sometimes youngsters living with disabilities can find getting around the exciting sights a struggle. A group of pupils from St Francis of Assisi Roman Catholic School, Norwich, have made exploring Howe Hill that bit easier by donating an all-terrain wheelchair to the Howe Hill Trust. The pupils raised more than £2,800 for the wheelchair by taking part in a sponsored run. Lizzie Ames, Education Manager for Howe Hill Trust, said, "This new wheelchair will allow children to access almost all of the Broads. We've already used it 4 times and it isn't just for people with disabilities. For example, if someone has broken their leg, they can use it. We are also able to share the resource with other Broads in the region. The school visits us regularly, so it's lovely they wanted to give back to us."
Rainbows galore decorated our fine city as the 9th annual Norwich Pride event filled the streets with fun and friendship. Norwich Pride, a celebration of the LGBT community for everyone, took place on Saturday, and thousands of people of all ages turned out to enjoy the festivities. This year's event also had an added significance as 2017 marks 50 years since the partial decriminalisation of homosexuality in Britain. The city was awash with a kaleidoscope of colour as the centrepiece event, the Pride Parade, weaved its way from outside City Hall to Chapelfield Gardens via London Street, Gentleman's Walk and Theatre Street. Waving flags and dressed in all the colours of the rainbow, an array of groups and individuals joined in the fun. They donned elaborate costumes for the occasion, with a peacock Cinderella, and even Mary Poppins and Bert amongst those who could be spotted amongst the crowds. They were also joined by members of the emergency services, with a specially decorated police car and a fire engine forming part of the parade. Gareth Douce, one of the Norwich Pride organisers, said he was delighted with the turnout and thanked everyone for putting on the event. As well as the parade, there was also lots happening outside the Forum on Saturday and a big brightly coloured party in Chapelfield Gardens. Norwich City, City Hall and County Hall were among the places that showed their support by flying the Pride flag high, as did other groups, shops and businesses throughout the city. Meanwhile, Norwich's park and ride buses also displayed multicoloured numbers.
The annual Hemsby Lifeboat Day is on Sunday, August the 13th, from 10 a.m. till late. It starts with a procession from the village spa at 9:30 a.m. to the lifeboat station, with the Hemsby Broads lifeboat followed by 40 Harley-Davidsons from the Harley Owners Group. The day will have displays of lifeboats from Galston, Caister and Hemsby, and also RNLI lifeguards. Music will go on all day with a resident DJ, along with live bands and R&B singer Gabs from Britain's Got Talent. There will be a mobile double-decker bus bar serving drinks. And Tesco has donated 10 giant beach games to keep children amused, and there will be other activities and attractions.
And finally, teddy bears will be parachuting off a village church to help raise funds to buy the historic building a composting toilet. St Andrew's Church in Wickhampton is holding a parachute jump and a ploughman's lunch on Sunday, August the 13th. The day runs from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. with ploughman's lunches served from noon, as well as the parachuting teddy bears being thrown off the 66-high church tower. There'll be other activities including tombola, a raffle, whack-a-mole and golf on a fiver. It costs £1 to have a teddy bear descend from the church tower. The idea, having come from the parachute jump, came from resident Sue Burham. St Andrew's Church is part of Acle and Bure 2-year benefice. When the church was filled, the current marsh was covered by the sea. The dedication of the church is to St Andrew the fisherman.
That's just about it for this week. Remember, we are always pleased to hear from you and to pass on news to other listeners. You can leave your message on our answer phone at the Chatterbox office on 01603 765 365. That's 01603 765 365. And we will call you back as soon as we can. And remember, you can find us on our website, cbtn.org.uk. Please return to us your Chatterbox recording. Put it in the wallet and pop this in the postbox, preferably by next Tuesday, not forgetting to turn over the address label. Please remember that after this recording of Chatterbox, you can listen to Chatteround.
We hope you enjoyed this week's Chatterbox, and our thanks go out to the team who produced it. Our editor tonight was David Potten, and our sound recordist was Eddie Elmhurst. All the items were taken from the evening news, but Chatterbox accepts responsibility for the contents of this recording. Next week, we will have a special treat. The football season starts on Saturday, and our regular Canary Report will be back. So until next week, it's cheerio from Chatterbox and from Pauline Goldsworthy and Mike Hutchinson. Goodbye.